This is Contra Radio Network, internet radio for the discerning prepper and patriot.
Hi, this is John Jeffers of the Jeffers Brief on Contra Radio Network. I'm not only a host here on Contra Radio Network, I'm also the founder of Contra Radio Network. And I want you to know that Contra Radio Network is looking for people who want to do their own podcast. And if you do have your own podcast, I urge you, come check out ContraRadioNetwork.com. And if you like what you see and you like the rates, and by the way, I don't think you can beat our rates, come join us, because we're looking for more people. We need to get the word out, and you can do the show as you want to do it. All right? Okay, then. We'll see you on Contra Radio Network. Thanks for listening, and thanks for coming over and giving us a try. Until then, I'm John Jeffers on the Contra Radio Network of the Jeffers Brief.
So are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines, spreading toxins to our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system. And get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clearer, healthier, younger looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And like me, you'll be glad you did.
Life is unpredictable, but you can count on Valley Food Storage to help you and your family prepare. With clean, natural, great-tasting, and long-lasting food storage, with our natural and nutritious freeze-dried food, you'll be storing the food you love to eat. Log on to ContraRadioNetwork.com and click on the Valley Food Storage banner.
Welcome to the Jeffers Brief, only on Contra Radio Network.
Hello again, John Jeffers here of the Jeffers Brief, only on Contra Radio Network. A quick bulletin for those of you who have not yet hardened up your supply catch. Go to ContraRadioNetwork.com. Go to the Sponsors tab. Valley Food Storage has been resupplied. Do me a favor. If you need to harden it up, because now we've been doing this for about 2-3 weeks now, depending on where you are, you know where maybe some of your weak spots are in your supply catch. Now's the time to harden it up. By harden it up means, yeah, you've got your basic supply catch. Maybe you found some weak spots in it. Go to Valley Food Storage. So first thing, ContraRadioNetwork.com, click on Sponsors. It's not going to increase your price any. Whatever you pay, you pay. And Valley Food Storage gives CRN, Contra Radio Network, a cut. Help us stay on the air. We appreciate it. Oh, so how are you faring in the strange times that we live in right now? Well, I got to tell you, Terry Koz and I have agreed on something. We're tired of trying to explain why we have to have social distancing. And still, after 3 weeks of trying to explain it to people, it's not about how deadly it is and how it's supposed to be, oh, so not that worse than a flu. Well, for some people it would be. But we're tired of explaining it to you. If you don't want to take the time to understand it, what can I do? What can Terry and I do more? We can't do any more. And then we still got some that just think that, it's nothing. I'm not going to do that. The government's not going to tell me where to go or what to do. Okay. Hey, you know, that's your right. However, I don't see a lot of pictures of those of you who say that the you're going to do what you want and go where you want. I don't see a lot of you out there testing that theory. So, you know, for those who say, well, the government's, you know, doing this to take away my freedoms, they're not going to do this. They can't tell me what to do. Newsflash for you. They already do tell you what to do. What you can't do, what you can do. And yes, that is true. There is no federal quarantine or lockdown in place. First of all, with American society being what it is, I don't believe it would work out. It's not like you're in Red China where they can weld you, into your apartment and say, you'll come out when we say you can come out. Now, you know, and, you know, they don't have border, you know, they don't have the checkpoints, and they're not, you know, we don't ruthlessly enforce it. Here in American society, we just, you know, you decide. You don't want to do it, fine. You don't have to social distance. Go out there and hobnob. Maybe you pay the price, maybe you won't. What can I tell you? Strange times indeed. Now, for myself, unfortunately, I seem to be trapped. Trapped, mind you. That's my phrase, mind you, for this episode. Trapped, mind you, in the People's Democratic Republic of Illinois. You know, I understand. I mean, I live about 35 miles from Chicago, the Loop. Well, let me think. Yeah, about 35 miles north, 26 miles west of the Loop in Chicago. So, we got a lot of arrogant millennials living in Chicago who don't believe they're going to get it. And then when they get it, they're on Facebook saying, we got the COVID. Well, of course you do, you morons. And it's because of those arrogant millennials the weekend prior to St. Patrick's Day, after they said, look, keep 6 feet away. There was no stay-at-home order, no shelter-in-place order, just stay 6 feet away. No. They showed herds of millennials hobnobbing, laughing, having a great time, bar hopping from bar to bar. And it was like Monday or Tuesday when the governor said, I've had enough. Now we're closing the restaurants, and, mind you, we're going to close the bars too. Oh well. And don't forget some of those geniuses we've seen on Facebook who are licking toilet bowls, and then they're surprised when they come down with the virus. These are the same people who do the, you know, what was it, the Tide Pod Challenge? A brilliant generation, to be sure. I don't know what to tell you. You know, I thank God that my daughter has got the brains. Never did the Tide Pod Challenge. Doesn't believe. Yeah, yes, she graduated from one of the major universities in Chicago, DePaul University. Never was a liberal. Never subscribed to it. Thank God. Thank you, Lord, for blessing my daughter with more brains than I have. Yeah, she's smarter than me. She is. And that's why I hate arguing with her. I just hate it. I mean, I'll do it. And it's usually, you know, a losing proposition for me because I'm not as quick as I used to be. Usually, 2 hours after the argument, you remember what you said? This is what I think. Okay, that's the way it goes sometimes. However, I will say this. Her boyfriend gave me a call last week. Hey, man, I want to go out and I want to get a handgun. I said, well, now is not the time because you waited too long. And most of the stock is gone. It's going to take some time for them to get new stock in. So he asked me about, you know, some of the brands I thought he would, you know. I took him shooting with me one time with my daughter and I. And to be fair, he did an okay job, you know. I took him one time, gave him some, you know, here, practice your shooting techniques, your aiming techniques. You know, don't expect to, you know, be a killer on the first go around. You won't be. It takes practice, 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 and even more practice, which means you got to spend money on ammunition to practice and practice and more practice. But he got it. He understands it now. The good thing is, was it last Christmas, I did give my daughter a Sig Sauer. Gave her a 226. And you're saying, well, why'd you give her a Sig Sauer? Well, I'm a Sig guy. And all the years I worked at the sheriff's office, I carried a Colt Trooper Mark III. 50, yeah, was that a Mark? Yeah, the Mark III, 357. And then I carried the Colt Cobra 357. And then we transitioned into 9mm. And I chose the Sig, and I've trusted my life to Sig Sauer for, you know, 20-something years. For me, it's a true combat pistol. Just because there are no external safeties to get hung up on your holster coming out of the leather, you know, coming out of the holster, you don't have to, you know, worry about that like you do with the Beretta. Look, I'm sure they might have fixed it or whatnot. I don't know. I've been retired since 2014. But just to say, you know, that's why I gave her a Sig. It's good enough for Dad. It's good enough for you. And so, and she likes it. She does. She likes it a lot. So, in the meantime, what is that? What is going on with the computer? I don't know. Anyways, we're a little behind on publishing a lot of the episodes. We got them published today. So, enjoy. Tonight, I believe Don, our producer, has new episodes to be loaded up on Live 365. So feel free to go to live365.com, listen to the new episodes there. We'll have some new episodes up probably by tomorrow night, hopefully, depending on how busy Don is. Don is one of those essential employees. If you've listened to me and Don talk over the, you know, the last year or so, he has a border essentiality. So anyways, so today, went to Walmart. All right, because I watched the president's press conference. I got to tell you, that man is the right man for the right time. Okay? A lot of you don't agree. That's fine. I really don't care. You are more than welcome to your opinion. That's great. But, you know, and you could, you know, you feel the same about my opinion. I don't care. I put it out there, though. It's my show. And if you wanted your opinion known, you would have called in last week when I was doing it. Which, by the way, I'll redo it another live episode next week. I'll post the numbers. Please call in. That way your opinion could be heard too. But anyways, when they talked about the number of people to be infected and what the models are showing yesterday is, you know, how many could possibly perish from this virus. I told the wife, I said, this is going to panic the people again. So got to Walmart, because I had to go to this Walmart up in Antioch. It's the only place that carries my dog's food. They're always in stock. It's not as close as the one that's closer to me, but they're never in stock anyways. I get there and I'm going to tell you what I saw. All right, let me take a break. We'll come back and I'll tell you what happened, what I saw there. All right, so stick around for segment two. I think you want to hear this.
Proper has made tactical gear with a purpose for over 50 years, since their first U.S. Navy contract in 1967. Today, Proper designs and manufactures professional-level tactical apparel and gear for military, law enforcement, and public safety professionals and civilians, whether in the service, on the job, or off for the weekend. Log on to ContraRadioNetwork.com and click on the Proper banner now. At Stag Arms, there is no weak side. Our rifles are 100% American-made, including each and every part assembled. We aim to provide recreational shooters, law enforcement officers, hunters, and professional shooters with super quality and competitively priced rifles. Every rifle shipped is built to order. Check out Stag Arms now. Log on to ContraRadioNetwork.com and click on the Stag Arms banner.
This is the Contra Radio Network, CRN for all the right reasons.
Welcome back to segment two. I'm John Jeffers here on the Contra Radio Network. Please check out our website, ContraRadioNetwork.com. ContraRadioNetwork.com. Help support us by purchasing some of your needed equipment through the CRN partners. It doesn't increase your cost. We just get a piece of the action from your total purchase price when you buy it from the company. The company sends us a percentage. All right, going back to it. So I went to Walmart up in Antioch. Antioch, Illinois. That's true. At the corner of Route 173 and Deep Lake Road. No, it's not a Walmart commercial. So I get there, and I park my usual place, dum-de-dum-de-dum-de-dum. And I got my gloves on. And turns out the entrance I was going to use has been closed. You got to go to the other entrance. So I go to the other entrance. As I approach there, I'm thinking, what's up with this? I'm going to tell you what I saw. Police tape separating the entry and the exit. So there's one entry, one exit. Single file, 6 feet apart when entering. You get your cart, get your little spray, you go in, do your thing. So, obviously, if you're like me, you've noticed some of the grocery prices are a bit higher, and they're going to be that way. Probably, word I get is till around April 20th, when the supply chain, the logistics, calm down enough, and we'll probably see the prices drop too. But right now, you know, you got to pay the people that are working, whether they're producing the products or they're involved in transporting the products, they got to be paid. But anyway, so I'm walking around, and I see this guy with a lot of meat in his cart, and I said, hey, the corned beef is on sale. I mean, really good prices. He says, hey, thanks, man. He says, I'm buying for a bunch of truckers. I said, really? He goes, yeah. I says, I got about 40 truckers I'm trying to feed. I said, oh, okay, great. I said, by the way, how many hours a week are they putting in? He says, between 70 and 80 hours a week. And I said, well, how much time are they getting to sleep? He goes, between 8 and 10 hours. And I said, you know, tell those guys they're my hero. They are. And I wasn't being sarcastic. He says, I'll do that. He says, you know, they like to hear that. I said, well, they should. Because the truck drivers, healthcare workers, the garbage men, even the people stocking the shelves are my heroes. Hollywood celebrities, professional athletes. You know, they're non-essential. And they know it now. That's why, when you turn on the TV, we're going to have a living room concert. Here's your living room concert back at you. Their opinions are more irrelevant than they were before the virus. Now we know just how irrelevant they really are. And I don't care about the professional athletes. I think they are way overpaid for playing kids' games anyway. Millions of dollars to throw a freaking baseball? Granted, Major League Baseball players, the worst player in Major League Baseball. The worst player probably can play baseball 10 times better than anybody you know. But does it really require a multi-million dollar contract? I don't think so. And you got, you know, well, Tom Brady's going to Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I don't care. I don't care if he retires. Don't care. Playing a kid's game, making way, way too much money. We got first responders, truck drivers, garbage men, healthcare workers, and grocery store clerks. They're the real people that matter. They're the ones that are truly relevant in our lives. But I know I'm preaching to the choir. I know that. I get it. But I just want to reiterate it just the same. So while the Hollywood celebrity types, the professional athletes, you know, I'm stuck in my 11,000 square foot mansion. I don't feel loved anymore. Too bad. Welcome to the real world. You know, some say, I'm going to leave the United States. You should have done that in 2016. You said you're going to. Why the hell are you still here? I don't know. Anyway, just losing it here. So, yes, I'm sure if you are under a stay-at-home order. Me, it doesn't bother me. These are what my days, since I retired, this is what my days are all the time. So it doesn't bother me. However, I'm sure you're starting to feel a little tension between the family and the spouse or whatnot. It's all right. You'll get through it. You know, well, I was in Walmart today. I see this old couple. Guys, you know the guys, the old veterans. They're about 80, 90 years old. And they're wearing a baseball cap that says World War II veteran on it and all that stuff. And he's with his wife. And I walked by him and said, we're going to get through this. They go, yeah, we're going to get through this. I started laughing. But, you know, that they're part of the greatest generation. There's not a lot of curveballs you're going to throw that generation. They've seen it all. They've done it all. They've been through it all. This is nothing to them. They can do it. They can get through it. God love them. You know, and we've all seen it. Now, again, with the conspiracy theories. You know what? I don't buy into half of them. I don't even buy into three quarters of them. No, I don't even buy into that much of it. I just don't. I'm not going to, like people say, well, it came from China. It was from the research lab, their weapons lab. You know what? I don't care where the hell it came from. You want to waste your time on it, go ahead. Need to worry about the here and now. It's here. Got to deal with it. I've been saying that for a long time. At least 4 weeks. I am curious, though. When this first broke, I had an episode on, and I actually put it on the CRN Facebook page and on the mumblet.com page. And I said, hey, this thing, there's something doesn't feel right about it. If you don't have your respirators with your N95 filters, N99 filters, you need to get them now. Now. And I told you, I got a call about 2 weeks later. Do you know if you can find any? No, I can't. I don't know. First of all, I don't live in your part of the country. I could give you some ideas where to check, but as far as I know, they're out. So I am curious. You know, I don't know how many of you actually pay attention to anything I post, much less my show here. I've been doing this show for, 6 years? And we seem to be pretty steady. We have a lot of listeners around the globe. We used to have quite a few in Asia, but that's kind of dropped off. Europe has picked up on us quite a bit. Australia, our good friends to the north of us in Canada, big time uptick. Welcome, Canadians. Glad you're listening. Glad you're here. Still trying to get some people who said we want to do a show, and then you can't. You can lead the horse to the show, but you can't get him to sign on. It's killing me. I know. Coffee's for winners. I can't close it, man. I tried. Anyway, So the wife was watching the press briefing. First of all, I like watching the presidential press briefings because I love it when Trump gets up there and slaps the hell out of the press. That's more fun than anything else. That's why the mainstream media doesn't want to carry it anymore, because the reporters are getting slapped around like the little, you know, redheaded stepchildren that they are, getting their asses kicked every day. It's fun to watch. It's quite entertaining. It really is. And then that clown Acosta from CNN, I'm surprised nobody has just choked him out and punched him in the head a few times. That clown was arguing with Dr. Fauci. It's like, who the hell are you to argue with Dr. Fauci? You're a reporter. And not a very good one at that either, Jimmy. And Dr. Fauci just sat there and smiled and laughed. And then as he was done, he stopped me off the podium, and Trump, you could hear Trump tell him, now you see what I got to put up with. And Fauci starts laughing. It's like, okay. But, you know, it's this craziness with the mainstream media. You know, and by the way, you Democrats, we are not going to forget your let them eat cake moment. So let me get this straight. It was $25 million to the Kennedy Performing Arts Center or whatever. And it just came out. They just gave $5 million to the Democrats. That's a play directly out of the Planned Parenthood playbook. That's the play they do. And to a certain extent, the unions do the same thing. Oh, you guys passed some really good legislation for us. We're going to kick back some money to you. Oh, okay. And it's usually the public sector unions that are caught playing this game. Anyway, and as for those senators cashing in your stock on the insider trading, there will be no punishment for them. They might get slapped down like the dogs they are, but chances are they're going to walk. Because the law provides no punishment for it. So why even make it a law? Anyways, my friends, we're going to get through this. Hang in there. Harden up your supply chain if you can. And don't let somebody take you for an emotional ride with their conspiracy theories. They want people to get all worked up with them. Don't do it. It's not worth the time or the energy or the effort. Just don't. If they want to go off on the conspiracy theories and go off on the roller coaster ride, let them ride, baby. I ain't. And I'm not going to let anybody... I have time, but I don't want to waste my time debating the finer points of a conspiracy theory, because I just don't care. I got other things to worry about, and so should you. All right, my friends, that's it for me, John Jeffers, here at the Jeffers Briefs. Thanks for listening, and tell you what, we will talk to you again next week. Until then, be safe, be alert, stand vigilant. I'm John Jeffers. Have a good one. Thanks for listening.